Fragments, Extension of the Work in Foreign Fields, 1910. The word comes to me in the night season. Speak to the churches that know the truth. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 3. I will call your attention to these books, Testimonies for the Church. The God of heaven will not send his judgments until the people are warned. He calls his watchmen to give the warning in a distinct, decided manner. His ministers are to extend the message of warning. The watchman must give the trumpet a certain sound in messages of warning. He will not close up the period of probation until his watchmen give the warning in a distinct message proclaiming his law. This work must go forward in a distinct, magnified manner. The message of the third angel will be distinctly proclaimed, and the law of God will come to the people in a decided message. Brethren and sisters, I am charged to keep these facts before the people, that they may bring conviction to thousands. The Lord God would have these messages go forth, deepening and widening, setting in motion springs of action and awakening thousands of hearts. Publishing houses and health institutions will not decrease, but increase. All are God's agencies to cooperate as the Lord's instrumentalities in the grand work of the second and third angels' messages. Institutions of education will not lessen, but increase as God's instrumentalities to warn the inhabitants of the world that Christ's coming the second time with power and great glory is nigh. See The Work for This Time in Testimonies for the Church, Volume 6, Number 34. I have spoken to the people Friday afternoon, both to parents and children. The Lord has given decided testimonies to our churches. See the facts, you who have the testimonies. Read the printed Testimonies to the Church, Volume 6, Number 34. It is God's purpose to manifest through his people the principles of his kingdom, that in life and character they may reveal these principles. The Lord desires to separate them from the customs, habits, and practices of the world. He seeks to bring them near to himself, that he may make known to them his will. This was his purpose in the deliverance of Israel from Egypt. At the burning bush, Moses received from God the message for the king of Egypt, "Let my people go, that they may serve me." Exodus 7, verse 16. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, God brought out the Hebrew host from the land of bondage. Wonderful was their deliverance. The Lord wrought for them, punishing their enemies who refused to listen to his word with total destruction. These books that I have published are of intense, vital interest. Let all who have not these books obtain them. Read the whole books. Ministry of John the Baptist. The time of the commencement of the work of John the Baptist was a period of intense interest. Read the first chapter of the Gospel of St. John. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 1, verse 6 to 9. He, the precious Christ, was our teacher. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse 10. Read the first chapter of John, the whole chapter. Those who witnessed this special scene expected that Christ would signalize himself in a remarkable manner after his baptism and the acknowledgement of the highest authority on the banks of Jordan. They expected that his public ministry would be an occasion of great power. But Christ did not encourage the order and display of human beings. This should be a lesson to us all, that the heavenly mind of Jesus was not to give and strengthen human promotion and grandeur, although the voice of God was full and ample in the acknowledgement of his majesty. The Holy Spirit appeared in the form of a dove, and God's audible voice pronounced these words: "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3, verse 17. These words were loud and most powerful, not resembling any human sound. This heavenly demonstration was given that the whole surrounding multitude might take in the exalted, holy mission of the Promised One, and the work to be accomplished through him, the Prince of Life, as the promised Messiah, the Almighty, powerful Savior, the long-looked-for Redeemer, the Deliverer of Israel, and the Savior of the world.
Thus the great and blessed Redeemer, at the age of 30 years, was baptized by John and received his inauguration. He was declared by the highest authority, the Almighty himself, to be the Son of God, the long-looked-for Deliverer. All who witnessed this representation were amply convinced by the infallible testimony of the highest authority. Many looked forward to a wonderful demonstration as soon as possible that would be a convincing power. But the Savior of the world fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And then, after he had endured this wonderful test, Satan came in with his temptations. How to work the cities. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Deuteronomy 32, verse 1, 2. Now this is the way these cities are to be worked. There must first be men who are worked, soul, body, and spirit, to bear the truth to these important places. And every discourse is to be of a character to lift up Jesus Christ, to magnify the word and works of the Lord Jesus. The men who will themselves learn of Christ's methods, who will practice the greatest humility, are the men who will reach souls. The angels of God will work through them, because they do not exalt themselves, but magnify the Lord God of Israel. Make the word your power to draw. Do not think you must get up some wonderful excitement in your discourses. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God, your humility will be your recommendation. This I have been charged to say: if your connection is with Jesus Christ and the Father, the angels of God will make the impression upon human minds. Know that your own hearts are under the influence of the Holy Spirit's teachings. Converse with Christ, and then you can converse with the fallen men and women who are living in sin. When opposed, remember that Christ was opposed. Call the ones together who fear God, and tell them the promise made in the Word. We are to study the life of Christ, who suffered for the sins of the whole world. Christ was condemned by wicked men and crucified, when he was blameless and harmless and undefiled. Confide in Jesus. There is no human power that is reliable, and no human being that you should depend on to lead and guide you with unerring judgment. But the Lord reads all hearts. Let there be a constant, prayerful life, that you shall not offend the Lord Jesus by thought or word or deed. That which you need now is such confidence in the Lord Jesus that you can confide all the secrets of your soul to him. He has invited your confidence. You can present your case before him and rest it there, and continue to ask that you may receive. Do not cease asking for large supplies. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. Praise the Lord. Christ is our example. He devoted the whole of his sacred life to save the perishing world. The impartation of the Holy Spirit after his ascension was after the disciples had devoted themselves to the Lord in most earnest prayer for 10 days, and the Spirit of God came down upon the company, as Christ had promised, like a mighty, rushing wind, filling the whole house where they were assembled. And it was upon this special occasion that the large numbers of the people were converted. Follow the word of God. Think before you speak and practice. Have no foolish conversation. By thy words thou shalt be justified, or by thy unsanctified words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew 12, verse 37. Let all consider that this world is to be the fitting up place for our future condemnation or our eternal reward. Never dismiss the fear of God. Your life is to be goodness revealed, manifested. Decidedly hold fast your integrity. The Word of God directs your safe course of action. The fitting up process means much to every soul. But a small number are educated from childhood to study the Word of God and practice the same as their standard of duty. Precious lessons are given, which should be a savor of life unto life. I am instructed to keep before the many that the Word of God is their standard of duty, to cultivate the graces of the Holy Spirit, that they may have the meekness they must have daily. Then they will be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, verse 11. One is your master, even Christ. Matthew 23, verse 8. The Lord gave Christ to our world to be our true pattern. To him we are responsible. I urge upon fathers and mothers to oft say, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Luke 4, verse 8. The great and essential matter with every soul is to be converted daily by communing with God in earnest prayer. Encourage the heart to pant after God. One of the most earnest prayers in the Bible is, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Psalm 51, verse 10. Out of the heart are the issues of life. Proverbs 4, verse 23.